He beat me very severely. I left. I loved him so much.
An escape from abuse.
When you left, did you have a police escort?
No, I ran naked. He was beating me, I ran.
But why didn't she leave sooner?
Did you and Miss Davis use cocaine together?
Yes, we did some together when she was pregnant.
Was your daughter born with a positive toxicology? Look at me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Amber Davis is suing her ex-boyfriend, 23-year-old Leonard Bozeman, for stealing her car, withholding her possessions, and for biting her nose.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 71 on the calendar in the matter of Davis versus Bozeman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Davis, how long were you and Mr. Bozeman a couple?
We were together almost 2 years.
From when to when?
We moved in together October.
Of 2008?
Yes.
And when did you separate?
In April.
April of 2010?
Correct.
It is your claim that Mr. Bozeman assaulted you?
Correct.
In addition, you claim that he has your car and some other property.
Yes.
Mr. Bozeman said that he never assaulted you, that you acknowledged that you lied to the police when you filed a report that he had, in fact, assaulted you. He is counterclaiming for filing those false charges, and he says that because you filed those false charges against him, he lost his apartment and his property that was in the apartment, which I assume included some of your property.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me when this assault took place.
I left him November 21st. He beat me very severely. I left with none of my belongings. I loved him so much.
Just a sec. The assault that you're complaining about happened, according to you, in November of 2009. Could you please explain to me then your statement that you were together until April of 2010?
I'm trying to explain to you when the letter was wrote, what he's talking about, why I went back there.
I don't care why you went back. I want to know if you went back to him after this assault in November.
Yes.
When did you go back to him?
When he got out of jail.
When?
I went back every time. He had every single time he got out of jail, I went back because he had all my belongings.
Ms. Davis.
I was trying to.
Ms. Davis, when did you go back to him?
I don't have when he was released. I know when he got picked up. He got picked up in January 5th. And he got out in February or March. He ran for over a month from the police.
I know you have your own story that you think is important, but in my judgment, what's important is if you're complaining about an assault that happened in November of 2009, and then you went back to live with Mr. Bozeman after November of 2009, that diminishes your claim.
I never lived with him.
You said you broke up in April of 2010. Explain that to me.
It was March.
No,
I was telling him
wow.
I was with him.
You're gonna change it.
I was telling him I was with him. I was trying to play him. I didn't live with him.
Mr. Bozeman.
I'm sorry.
I didn't live with him. I was afraid of him. I was telling him everything I thought I could to get my things.
Just a second. Telling me? You're not afraid of me, are you? Not yet. I asked you when you started to date him and when you broke up. You told me you broke up in April.
He's here. I'm afraid. He's ruined my life. I don't even want, I'm afraid to be right here. I have to go back to town with him. It's an ongoing thing. I'm scared of him.
Your Honor, can I just say one thing?
Not until I'm ready.
All right, I'll wait till you're ready.
Now, you said in January you became pregnant. Who's the father of that child?
Leonard. I became pregnant right away. I'm not sure. She was born in November.
November of 2008. Where is she now?
With my grandmother.
Is she court-placed with your grandmother?
Yes, I transferred custody.
When did your grandmother get custody of her?
A week after she was born.
Did the court put a social hold on your daughter in the hospital?
No, I had custody of her.
For a week? Well, explain that to me.
I lost my daughter because I was seeing him.
What do you mean you lost your daughter because you were seeing him?
I was to have no contact with Leonard.
Why?
Because he has a very, very, very lengthy criminal history. He's not allowed to see any of his other kids. the courts don't want him to have anything to do with any children.
And is that right, Mr. Bozeman?
That's not actually true. The reason
don't give me actually, Mr. Bozeman. When was the last time you saw your daughter?
Probably seven months ago.
Where?
At the Washington Center. That's where we go to see like our kids. If they get taken by the government, then we go there to get visitations with our kids.
How many children do you have that were taken by the family court?
Just that one.
Where are your other children?
My other children are with their mothers.
Do you see them?
Yes, I do.
How often?
At least once every, once a month. I'm sorry.
How often do you see your children?
Every day I'm home.
See what I mean? You usually get an answer. Like maybe once a month, maybe.
Just once a month.
Uh-huh. Now, Miss Davis, what items do you claim you left in the apartment when you moved out?
He has a ring that I got from my mother. My aunt, who raised me, she had passed away. Pen from her wedding, a big purple pen. Irreplaceable stuff. Knickknacks from her house.
When you left, did you have a police escort?
No, I ran. Naked. Uh-huh. He was beating me. I ran.
Did you get your clothes?
His
family. It's not an answer. Did you get your clothes?
Yes.
Not all of them.
Yes.
Now, let's move on from your things. Now, after November 21st, sir, I gather you were incarcerated for a period of time.
Yes, I was.
From when to when?
December 1st was when the warrant was actually issued, and then I went to jail on the next month on the 14th.
Were you convicted of something?
I actually was not convicted of the assault charge that I had.
You mean assault against Miss Davis?
Yes.
I understand that. That's not what I said to you. I said, were you convicted?
No.
Of anything?
No.
Did you spend any time in jail as a result of parole violations?
Yes, I did.
It's like I got a secret in 2020. What were you on parole for, sir?
I was on probation for third-degree possession and...
Drugs?
Yes.
What kind of drugs?
Cocaine.
Did you and Miss Davis use cocaine together?
Yes.
From when to when?
She's actually pregnant. I didn't know she was pregnant then, but she told me later that she was pregnant and we did something together when she was pregnant.
Was your daughter born with a positive toxicology for cocaine? Look at me.
No, I don't think she was. No, I don't think she was.
What do you mean you don't think she was? What does that mean?
They didn't say anything about any drugs being in her system.
What property did Miss Davis leave behind in your house when you left?
She left a see-through shirt that said pink on it, and it was a pink shirt, and a skirt that's down in my basement. Because, like, when we were together, I kind of, like, confiscated because it was too short. So, I mean...
Did you have a rental apartment?
Yeah, I was renting an apartment, yes.
Are you still living there?
No, I'm not. I got evicted because she made a false police report that I had assaulted her.
Okay. And what happened to the property that was in that house?
It all got trashed. It was in the garbage.
According to you, sir, she wrote a letter to the authorities indicating she had lied in her complaint.
Yes.
Can I see that, please?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why did you take off, Mr. Bozeman?
Like, why did I run when I went on the run?
Yeah.
Because it was around Christmas, and I wanted to spend the holiday with my son.
So you wanted to celebrate an extended Christmas holiday?
No, I just didn't want to go to jail, basically.
Oh, well, that would be a reason.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amber Davis claims ex-boyfriend Leonard Bozeman owes for a car, the return of possessions, and an assault. Leonard is countersuing for false allegations that landed him in jail.
You wrote this letter to the district attorney on January 20th, 2010. And then this letter, Miss Davis, you say, I'm pregnant with his baby. Were you pregnant again?
Yes.
And?
And he was very abusive, so I went to the cities and I had an abortion.
You told the probation officer that you were furious because you were supposed to be hanging out with him, and when you got to the apartment, there was some other girl there. You said, I took my fingernails and dug them into my nose to make it look like he bit me. I didn't want to take it that far. I just wanted to have the probation people put him in jail.
That's correct. That's what Leonard told me and his family told me to write.
How do I know that?
That's not funny.
You don't know that. I did write that, and I know it doesn't look good, but he had my dog, my everything, and I was going to get an order for protection.
I'd be more concerned about my child than I am about my dog, my ring.
My grandma's taking care of my child, and I got the dog from her, and my grandma's flipping out about the dog. The dog was a gift from her.
Do you have any documentation, Ms. Davis, about this alleged assault that happened November 21st? I'd like to see the closest documentation in time to that.
I do.
What is that?
It's December 1st is when it happened.
I thought you said it happened November 21st.
No, that's when I left him, and the assault happened when I went back to get money. That was when the assault happened. We weren't together when he assaulted me.
Okay, so you left November 21st, and then you came back December 1st, and he had somebody else in the house.
I believe so. He wasn't coming to the door, and
he had
fought with
somebody
me.
Else in the house.
Yes.
Got it. Why did you take off, Mr. Bozeman?
Like, why did I run when I went on the run?
Yeah.
Because it was around Christmas, and I wanted to spend the holiday with my son. That's why I went down to the city to spend the holiday with my son. And then I turned myself in after that.
So you wanted to celebrate an extended Christmas holiday with your son?
No, I just didn't want to go to jail, basically, for nothing.
Oh, well, that would be a reason. Why don't you just stick around and say I didn't do anything?
I talked to my probation officer, and she told me to turn myself in, and I was like, well...
Well, when did she tell you to turn yourself in?
Well...
December 3rd?
December, yep.
And when did you turn yourself in? January.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the only thing, quite honestly, that I'm interested in is the car that you allege that was a gift from your grandfather that Mr. Bozeman now has in his possession. You have the car in your possession?
No, I don't.
Where is it?
It's in the impound lot.
And how long has it been there?
Probably about a month.
What is it there for, Mr. Bozeman?
Because it's totaled.
How did it get totaled? Look over here.
I was driving out to the cities and to see my son, and actually the tire blew out and I crashed into a tree.
And why did you have Miss Davis's car in your possession?
Because she actually signed the title over to my name and gave me the car.
When?
It was on the date of 3/20/10.
And tell me the circumstances surrounding her signing over the car to you.
Actually, when I got out of jail, she's like, I have a nice car. And she's like, you can have the car. Just give me some money for the car and everything will be okay. And just I'm about to buy another car and you could just have that car.
And where did this conversation take place? Don't think somebody gives you a nice present like that. You know where the conversation took place, Mr. Bozeman.
It was actually at where she works. She works at... My sister went to the office and picked up the title to the car, and she was like switching it to our name because she had a DWI, and she wanted to switch it into our name so she can get her DWI plates off of her car. And that's why the whole thing went down like it did, because like right now it's in me and my sister's name.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you ever put your hands on Miss Davis? Look at me.
No, I haven't.
You want to try to explain to me how she got black and blue marks on her arms? Is not an answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Amber Davis says ex-boyfriend Leonard Bozeman owes for a car, the return of her belongings, and for biting her on the nose.
Tell me how he got possession of the car.
I bought the car. I was making payments on it. And then I got a DWI on January 3rd.
Who were you making payments to?
My grandfather.
Go ahead.
I got a DWI in the car. That's why he wanted it out of his name. I had talked to Aisha on January 3rd.
Just a minute. This was the car that you purchased from your grandfather, according to you, for $900.
Correct. I purchased the car in December.
December what?
19th.
That is 2.5, almost 3 weeks after this assault took place.
Correct.
On December 1st.
Correct.
Where you were, according to you, severely beaten.
Correct.
So you get a DUI, and the person that you call to help you out is his sister.
We work together. Yes, I
don't care whether you work together or not.
Yes.
The person that you call to help you out.
Yes.
Is the sister who did not cooperate when her brother was beating you in December.
Correct.
Does that sound ridiculous?
He was on the run. His sister was in my life. We worked together every single day. She, we worked together.
There are a lot of other people in this world, Miss Davis.
Yes.
Yeah.
when you have a controlling boyfriend.
Now, Mr. Bozeman, I read the letter, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, sir.
Yes.
How many times have you been arrested for domestic violence? Although, think very carefully, Mr. Bozeman.
I will think very
How many times have you been arrested?
Four times.
And how many times have you been arrested for domestic violence where the victim was Ms. Davis?
Twice.
And the other two times, Mr. Bozeman, were the same other woman or two different women?
The same.
You have children with her?
Yes.
How many?
One.
A boy?
Yes.
Uncross your arms. The boy that you were going to spend an extended Christmas holiday with?
Yes.
So your son's mother had you arrested twice for domestic violence. She must have been a liar too, Mr. Bozeman.
No, she wasn't a liar.
So did you put your hands on her?
No, it was a verbal domestic where I yelled at her.
Yeah.
It was.
Never happened.
Fifth degree.
Never happened. That's what you pled to.
No, that's not what I pled to. That's what happened.
What did you plead to?
A fifth degree verbal domestic.
Yeah, right. Now, you were arrested twice for domestic violence with regard to Ms. Davis. You see how you were smiling and smug when you came in here? You got where we're going, Mr. Bozeman.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you this. Did you ever put your hands on Ms. Davis? Look
no.
at me.
No, I haven't.
You want to try to explain to me how she got black and blue marks on her arms? Almost not an answer.
I don't know. I really wasn't around her then.
So that the first time you were arrested for domestic violence with regard to Ms. Davis, do you remember the month and year of that?
No, I don't.
Tell me about that.
Do you want to know the whole reason why everything happened?
I want to know why you were arrested the first time for domestic violence.
Because I was intoxicated, and we were walking down the street, and we had an argument, and the cops got called, and I went to jail for domestic assault.
You're skipping over a piece, Mr. Bozeman.
What's the piece?
The piece was between you were drunk and the argument, and then the police were called.
That's basically what happened. That's exactly what happened. We were outside.
So it was another verbal.
Yeah, it was another verbal.
Another
yes.
verbal situation.
Yes.
Not a physical situation.
No.
How many children does your mother have?
Just me and my twin sister.
How many times have you been incarcerated?
A lot of times.
What does your mother do for a living?
My mom actually is just a stay-at-home grandma. Like, me and her take care of my nephews.
Her children?
Yes.
Where is she?
She's there, too. But, like, me and my nephews just, like, we have a strong bond. You know, we play and we, you know?
I could be here forever.
On this one.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Take a deep breath, Mr. Bozeman. Your counterclaim for false arrest is dismissed. I believe that in some way you put your hands on her, and I also believe somebody had something to do with her writing that letter, and I also believe that she wanted to write the letter because she probably, on some level, wasn't quite finished with you, which is the only reason I can think of that she put the title to the car in your twin sister's name, who probably isn't supposed to be living with her children. I don't know why I think that.
I don't know why either.
I don't know why. Just evidence my experience.
Too.
You have what?
More evidence.
About what?
About the car and everything.
I'm dismissing her claim to the car.
Okay.
I'm dismissing her case. I'm also dismissing yours. Do you understand?
Okay.
I think she wanted you back.
I think so, too.
After you got out of jail, you got to get him out of your system, Miss Davis.
It's done.
It's done?
It's done.
Well, it's taken a while.
A very long while.
Where's her dog, by the way? Just curious.
I sold him.
Who did you sell him to, Mr. Bozeman? Look over.
I don't
Do
know
you
what
understand?
The exact name is of the person that I sold the dog to. I put an ad in the paper, and then the dog got sold.
What paper?
I don't know.
Got where I'm going, Mr.
I don't
Bozeman?
Know. I got where you're going.
You got where I'm going?
Yep.
You're finished with each other.
Yes.
She's finished with you.
I know that.
And if you spent a little time in jail, on one level or more than one level, you deserved it.
Yep.
Perfect. Goodbye, folks.
Please, excuse me. Step out. Stay here. Ma'am, I'll be back with T-Rex.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
obviously, like, the letter that she wrote, you know what I'm saying? She pinched herself. She self-mutilated herself.
She assaulted me and assaulted me in so many different ways. I don't even want to go there because it's hard.
She's mental. Something's wrong with her. She needs to actually go get some Valium or something. You know what I mean?
I wanted my things, and I loved him.
We're done.
I hope that he doesn't hurt anyone else like he hurt me.